a production of South Dakota Public Broadcast.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Paul Bly from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. And leading us in our pledge is Paige Dunbar Anders from Elm Springs, South Dakota.
Let us pray. Almighty God, here we are in another day in the session to make laws to govern your precious people. Help us, O Lord, to always remember the awesome responsibility to make those laws with careful discernment, open minds, and collegial relationships. Help all of us to remember your gracious abundance, even in the midst of serious budget constraints. Help these representatives to see those in our state that are not readily visible, and to hear the voices of the poor and the powerless. Bless and keep in your tender care the families of these representatives. And we pray for and give thanks for all of the workers who make these sessions go so well. And with the incoming winter weather, we ask that you help us to make good decisions and to keep us safe. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance.
Clerk will call the roll, please.
Blake, Bolin, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Curd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Copps, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Loss, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romkin, Rounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Shrimp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Street, Steele, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vander Lindy, Vanneman, Versio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present. What?
Oh. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the sixth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bills 1031, 1032, and 1039 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Ryan P. Olson, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1043 and 1045 do pass. House Bill 1028 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1029 do pass as amended. Carol A. Pitts, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1013 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. And the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1072 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mark Kirkaby, Chair.
Motions. I'm jumping ahead again. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 23, 25, 40, 51, 55, and 56, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
I'm just excited, Karen. We have a very big motion today. I know. Motions and resolutions.
House Page Resolution 1. Representative Fain moves that House Page Resolution 1 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Representative Gosch.
I have the pleasure of introducing our pages and offering a resolution in their honor. These are the kids you've seen wearing the blue shirts and helping us out. It's a good deal for them. It's a good deal for us. They help us in committee. They help us on the floor. You see them running around. They get 2 weeks off of school. They learn the process. They learn what it's like to be here. And I guarantee some of these folks will be back someday sitting in our seats. So with that, I offer a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Dunbar Anders. Alexander Anton, Seth Beats. Come on up. One at a time. Go get your deal. Samantha Blood. Courtney Hoagie. Amanda Horn. Mary Isaacson. Jeffrey Mettler. Rachel Schmidt. Shelby Thayer. Jackie Warren. Whereas the above names serve loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 85th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 85th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this, perhaps last day for some, or second to last day for some, of service, adopted by the House of Representatives January 22nd, or 21st, as the case may be today, 2010. Give them a round of applause.
Outstanding. Thank all of you for your very hard work these last 2 weeks.
Representative Fain moves that the legislative calendar be amended by extending the last day for introduction of unlimited bills and joint resolutions to the 12th legislative day, and by extending the final day to introduce individual bills and joint resolutions to the 15th legislative day, and by extending the final day to introduce committee bills and joint resolutions to the 16th legislative day.
Representative Fain motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Hearing none, all those in favor of moving the calendar by 2 days, extending the bill resolution, the bill introduction dates, everyone understand that. So moving it from Tuesday to Thursday for unlimited, Monday for your final three instead of Thursday. Everybody. Everyone understands? Lots of nodding. Good. All right. Fain motion. I've been moved and seconded. Question for the South Dakota House of Representatives. It's the Fain motion that we amend the rules by amending the calendar. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2/3 vote as we're suspending the rules to move the calendar.
Representative Street and Bannerman. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
The Fain motion, having received a 2/3 majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared adopted.
Representative Fain moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 11:30 a.m. Friday, January 22nd, the 8th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion to convene tomorrow at 11:30, note the time, will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
I'd like to welcome back to this honorable body one of our former members, the mayor of the state's second largest and most distinguished city, the Honorable Mayor Alan Hanks.
Welcome back, Mayor Hanks. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Education on House Bill 1021 and Commerce on House Bill 1037 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. We do have a few guests here today, ladies and gentlemen. What you're going to see are these ladies talking over top of each other. Looks a little ridiculous. What they're doing is reading the titles of all of the bills that have been introduced today. Constitution dictates that we read these in an open forum, and today you can go and find them on the internet at any time you want and read the bill in its entirety, so we're not hiding anything, but we're just following the Constitution so we don't get in trouble. Speaker signs House Bill 1094 to the Committee on Tax, 1095 to State Affairs, 1096 to Committee on Ag, 1097 and 1098 to State Affairs, 1099 Tax, 1100 to Local Government, 1101 to Ag, 1102 to Ag, 1103 to Local Government, 1104 to Judiciary. First reading of Senate bills. We're doing the same thing again here, only with bills that came over from the Senate. Speaker assigns Senate Bill 23 and 25 to the Committee on Education, Senate Bill 40 to the Committee on Health, Senate Bill 51 State Affairs, Senate Bill 55 Judiciary, Senate Bill 56 to Commerce. Consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, again visiting today, we are at the consent calendar portion of our day. This is a place where we have bills on the calendar that received no opposing testimony in committee and received no opposing votes. We place them on this part of the calendar so we don't debate the bill, but you can ask questions of the sponsor. It helps us get about our business a little bit faster. Go ahead, Karen.
House Bill 1011, an act to revise certain provisions related to high performance green building standards.
House Bill 1011, having had its second reading, up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration, House Bill 1011. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, nays 1.
House Bill 1011, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1024, an act to repeal the requirement for school districts to have certain teaching certificates on file. Representative Bruner has requested that House Bill 1024 be removed from the consent calendar. House Bill 1005, an act to make form and style revisions to certain statutes related to the Bureau of Personnel.
House Bill 1005, having had a second reading, is up for consideration, final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1005. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will knock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Nurse votes aye. Nygaard votes aye. Peters aye. You vote aye. Representatives Cutler, Feinstein, Witten, Wismer. Feinstein, aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1005, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1008, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2009.
House Bill 1008, having had a second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1008. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will knock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Ryan Olson. Ryan Olson votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1008, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Question on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1017, an act to provide for state adoption of the 2009 Uniform Plumbing Code.
So many opportunities with this one, Karen. House Bill 1017, having had a second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none. Goes for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1017. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Mosier.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I have some very special guests here today from the great city of Yankton, the gateway to South Dakota. My mother, Marcy, and my grandparents, Cy and Pauline. So please help me welcome them.
Welcome. Representative Vercio.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
I just noticed walking across the behind you there, behind the clock, former Representative Dick Brown, who now resides in Custer in District 30, right behind us here.
Welcome, Dick.
Representatives Boomgarden, Dennard, Ironcloud, Killer, and Lederman. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1017, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1038, an act to clarify certain provisions relating to orders issued for examinations of certain insurers.
House Bill 1038, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1038. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Russell. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1038, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1040, an act to revise certain provisions relating to life insurance refunds.
A lot of consent calendar today, Karen. Very busy. House Bill 1040, having had a second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1040. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Feikert and Peters. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1040, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1054 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1054, having had its second reading, for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Boland.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. House Bill 1054 comes to us with a unanimous vote out of the Local Government Committee. It was referred to us from the Office of the Secretary of State, and it is a bill that deals with situation that will develop in law because of the decision by the South Dakota Democratic Party to exercise its right to invite independent voters into its primary election. Now, most of the time with primary elections, there will be no nonpartisan issues that will be decided at that time. But on rare occasions, there will be nonpartisan issues that will be decided at the same time as a primary election. A prime example, at least in my legislative district, would be the decision by the Union County Commissioners in 2008 to schedule the vote, the public vote on the Hyperion Energy Center at the same time as the primary election in June of 2008. And in that situation, that rare situation, there will be nonpartisan issues and there will be a partisan ballot. There will be a partisan ballot and a nonpartisan ballot. Now, in those cases where people will be asking for absentee ballots, they will receive this type of application. And there may be instances where someone will not check whether they want, as an independent, may forget to check where it says non-political ballot or Democratic ballot. In that rare instance, this law would provide that they would receive the nonpartisan ballot. In all other instances, they will receive the ballot for the Democratic Party. In that case, this law would say that we would revert to the default position of giving you a nonpartisan ballot as it is at the present situation. At the time of the Hyperion election, of course, the people, independents, voted in that primary election and they received a nonpartisan ballot. This issue was explained to us very effectively by the Secretary of State. Again, it was passed out of the committee with a unanimous vote. I would encourage passage of this particular piece of legislation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks on House Bill 1054? Representative Ingalls.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
I think it's a well-crafted bill, and I think it approaches the issue from the right way, and that's why I'm going to support the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1054? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also stand in support of this House bill. For a number of years, I've had independent voters contact me about wishing to vote in the primary elections and have attempted to do that by law. And the Secretary of State had always encouraged me to go to the Democratic Party and ask them to include that in the bylaws. And the party has chosen to do that. And this will give the independents an option to vote in the Democratic primary if they so choose to. The Secretary of State did come in and visit with us in caucus and clarified a number of questions we had, in particular in regard to the form. And I think down the road it may need to be clarified a little bit more so that independents realize they can get the nonpartisan ballot and then they can also get the political ballot, in this case the Democrat primary ballot, which would also include the nonpartisan candidates or questions on that ballot. And I would hope that primary elections can play a bigger part in our government, both at the state and also at the county and local level, and encourage the independents to be a part of those decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Feikert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
I just want to bring the attention to the body, and I'm going to vote for this bill, but we too had Secretary Nelson in our caucus, and I asked him the question as to how much additional expense this would be to print additional ballots by the counties, and there for the first go-around, until there's some determination of how many will request the ballots, there will be an additional cost. I'm going to go ahead and vote for it, but I am concerned about any additional expense to the counties. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1054? Hearing none, ladies and gentlemen, it is a two-thirds vote because of the emergency clause, so two-thirds on 1054. Hearing no further remarks, question for South Dakota House of Representatives, final consideration of House Bill 1054. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 2.
House Bill 1054, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1059, an act to authorize the State Investment Council to discuss in executive session certain information exempt from public disclosure.
House Bill 1059, having had a second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1059 was brought to us in State Affairs from the Investment Council and will allow for them to give them an exception to meet in executive session to discuss proprietary and confidential information only regarding investment strategies. It's very similar to a law we passed last year to carve out an exception in the open meetings law for municipalities. It's now codified in 934-19, which allows municipalities to discuss in executive session trade secrets or commercial or financial information for economic development. So I would ask you to give a favorable vote to allow Investment Council to discuss their strategies without fear of breaking the open meetings law. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks on House Bill 1059? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1059. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1059, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1061, an act to revise certain provisions regarding organization and operation of the public entity pool for liability.
House Bill 1061, having had a second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move we waive the remainder of today's calendar to the next legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. The speaker has a couple. Ladies and gentlemen, I really need your attention here just for a minute. There are rumors floating around, understandably, about changes in the schedule due to the weather issues. Tomorrow, the House, we don't care what the Senate does because we're not Senate members. We are, thank you. We are having our committees tomorrow as scheduled. The 10 o'clock committees will recess or adjourn a little early so we can come in at 11:30. Prior to anyone else coming up to you telling you, the Senate's getting out at 10, we're not having committees. We are. Committees tomorrow as scheduled, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the House Appropriation, actually the Joint Appropriations, will be meeting tomorrow morning, 7:30, and we'll have the hearing in room 414. 7:30 tomorrow morning, 414. We'll go till about 11:15 and then come down for the House.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this afternoon, following the memorial service, there will be a joint Retirement Laws Committee meeting. We'll have a hearing from the actuary, the actuarial report. And then tomorrow morning, your House Commerce Committee will meet at 10 o'clock. We will take up a couple of bills and maybe defer one. Thank you.
And it's unfortunate for you, Representative Rounds, the retirement laws will not get to share in the cookies and refreshments hosted by the Capitol Club in the Speaker's lobby following the memorial service today. No, sir, you're out of order. Ladies and gentlemen, two things again. Please listen. We will have the memorial service for former legislators in about 15 minutes. Please be seated and ready to go at 3 p.m. After that, the Capitol Club is hosting us to a reception in the Speaker's lobby right behind me following the memorial service. Any further announcements? Hearing no further announcements. Representative Turbeville. All those in favor of the Turbeville motion to adjourn will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.